Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I know he's been on a bunch today, and I know he's been doing a lot of radio. We're going to talk to Ted Pike tonight with an update kind of on this hate crimes legislation that has passed both the House and the Senate. It's waiting for either a yay or nay from Jorge W. Bush. And we're going to talk about that here in the first half hour. Ted's kind enough to join us. I know he's been running ragged here as of late, focusing on this. And he's been like about the only guy who's stayed on this on a continual basis. Ted, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I am a little run ragged, but I'm sure glad to be here with you, Mike.
Well, it's always good to have you on. Tell everybody where things stand exactly with this hate crimes legislation that's been passed.
Yes. Well, as most people are aware, the federal hate crimes bill was passed by the House of Representatives back in May, and then the Senate passed it on Thursday of last week. It was by a vote of 60-39. Only one vote would have made all the difference, and we would have destroyed the hate bill for this term of Congress. Now, the reality was that there was a tremendous collapse of protest against the hate bill, at least by phoning in the weeks before the hate bill passage, and it's quite a story. I have been following this. Our National Prayer Network has been watching all the new right websites very closely, especially in the last week or two before hate bill passage, and we've also been taking polls every day of senatorial offices, that's the Republican senators, finding that there was just only a relative trickle of calls coming into the Senate, especially in the week or the few days before the hate bill passage. And I attribute to this to a kind of a policy shift by Dr. James Dobson, who is pretty much the leader of this movement among the new right leaders against the hate bill, which has been escalating and mounting very powerfully throughout the spring and summer and so on. But I had sent out an email back the first week or so of September in which I warned the new right leaders and Americans that the people must defeat the hate bill. We've got to have a good, clean kill of that hate bill on the floor of the Senate. We've got to keep calling powerfully right up to the end. We've got to give spirit and backbone to the Republican members of the Senate, that they get up there and stand up and fight and make a real scene on the floor of the Senate. Well, Dr. Dobson, subsequently, after I sent out my email, and I do know that Focus on the Family receives my emails, they've told me so, he took a very strongly opposite point of view. He said that actually ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which is coming up for a vote fairly soon in the House of Representatives, was a species of hate crimes legislation which was worse than the federal hate bill. And anyway, he said President Bush, being the illustrious champion of freedom and Christian conservative values and a born-again Christian, could be absolutely trusted to fulfill his promise to defeat the hate bill by vetoing it. Therefore, Dr. Dobson basically gave the impression that it was not top priority to call in to the Senate in the weeks preceding the hate bill passage. And we'll talk a little more in just a minute.
We'll pick up some more on the other side. Because, I mean, it sounds like we've got the making of a group of folks working together here. Back in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're talking with the Reverend Ted Pike tonight. His website is truthtellers.org, www.truthtellers.org, and it's a good website to go to and check out his articles and information about really about the whole chronology of how this has all come to be. Ted, you've been following this, what, since 97 or 98?
Well, actually, I've been a student of the hate crimes, this conspiracy, since about 1988.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was trying to actually get the Hate Crime Statistic Act defeated clear back then, which basically set up the Anti-Defamation League in control of the hate crimes education program for the FBI, Justice Department, and all local police stations in America. I wasn't successful in doing that, and I wasn't successful in prohibiting the or keeping the ADL from passing hate laws in 46 states of the union either. So I've been working at it a long time.
You know, you had mentioned something before the break about the feeling on the religious right that Bush is this fine, upstanding Christian man that's going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I talk to, in spite of his record,
yeah,
and in spite of the fact he lied about war in Iraq and all of this stuff,
sure,
I still consider him to be this upstanding Christian individual.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Dobson was very vehement on that point in his broadcast. And, you know, I have a friend in the religious right who is an insider. He was a highly positioned functionary in an organization, Alan Key's organization. And he called 30 new right leaders subsequent to Dr. Dobson's broadcast, and asked them to certainly fight against the hate bill, and he found that a third of them had given up on all prospects of fighting against the hate bill, and then the remaining two-thirds predominantly believed that the president would take care of the problem. So I believe there was a tremendous cave-in of real activism and support, especially during the month of September. And what I found was that even though they did, several of the New Right organizations, including Focus on the Family, did come out with an alert about a week before the hate bill passed, it was devoid of any kind of compelling argumentation that the people needed to defeat the hate bill because, number one, the hate bill should be defeated by the people in order to establish a precedent that it was the will of the people, it was a consensus and the referendum of the people that defeated the hate bill, so that in coming years, in coming Congresses, and coming administrations, it was very clear that even though they might be liberal, the people were very angry, very sensitive, very concerned about the hate crimes issue. And number two, what was lacking was any feeling of, even if the president does veto this hate bill, what are we going to do about it about 14 months from now when it's reintroduced into the Congress? We can't give the hate bill, even if the president does veto it, the hate bill will still go in about 14 months from now and into a very much more liberal administration. And so there was no really compelling need expressed in these e-alerts, which came out about a week before the hate bill passed, that people should get up off their couch and go to the telephone and make those calls to their senator, because Dobson and the whole New Right leadership had basically convinced their followers that the president had things very much in order. And for that reason, as we went into the events of last week, on Tuesday morning, Senator Kennedy, around midday, rose to his feet and demanded a vote on the hate bill. And that was acceded to by Senate Majority Leader Reid. And this was a crisis moment with Senator Kennedy demanding an immediate vote on the hate bill. And fortunately, they disbanded for a while, and nevertheless, there was no response from the religious right. And this should have sent shockwaves through 30 million evangelicals in America and their leaders, that we've got to get those calls going in now because a hate bill vote is imminent. And yet I cried out in daily e-alerts during those first 2 days of last week on Tuesday and Wednesday. I got no response from these New Right leaders. They all received my emails. Several of them have let me know that they're actually coming to my website and they're learning from me and so on. No response from them, total silence, no internet messages, no broadcasts to my knowledge, no email alerts, nothing, absolute silence. And this silence continued until the late afternoon or late afternoon, depending what time zone you're in, of Wednesday, which was the eve of the hate bill passage. And finally, Dobson and Family Research Council and Traditional Values Coalition, they all sprung into action at the time, maybe minutes or an hour or so before the senatorial offices closed in Washington, D.C., Eastern Standard Time. And then the following morning, the senators had to be on the floor of the Senate by 10 o'clock a.m., and there was no time for them even probably to go to their offices. So this was an extremely futile and ineffective last-minute effort. I don't believe it was an accident. I believe that these New Right leaders who have paid staff to do nothing but watch what's happening in Congress, who receive literally more than $1 million a year, some of them, if not more than that, just to do that, they knew what was going on. And I believe that they were in an effort to basically see the hate bill passed so that President Bush could have the stage on which to come forth on his big white horse and run the hate bill through, veto it, and receive honor and glory as the champion of freedom and free speech. And let me just go back to the Senate again.
Okay.
I should mention that from Tuesday morning, when Senator Kennedy demanded a vote on the hate bill, all throughout the next day, we're talking about two entire days in the Senate, There were no Republicans except at the last minute for Senator Hatch, who gave a good rebuttal of the hate bill. There were 2 days there in which there was an open forum. The microphone was open. Any senator who wanted to say anything about any topic was invited to come and address the Senate. And Senator Smith, a co-hate bill sponsor, Senator Kennedy, co-hate bill sponsor, and Senator Reid, Senate Majority Leader, and others gave impassioned speeches in defense of the hate bill, urging passage and so on. And during that period, for the bulk of that period, not one senator of the Republican contingent stood up to speak against the hate bill. And many of these senators, like Brownback and Kyle and others, were strong opponents to the hate bill, but there seems to have gotten out a word, not only among the Republican senators, but among the religious right, that for some brilliant scheme to work out, they were going to let the hate bill pass so that George Bush and the Republican Party could be held up in a good light, a patriotic light, and restored to a public favor, at least to some degree, in this difficult election coming ahead for the presidency. Now, on Thursday morning, which is the morning the hate bill was passed, there were four senators, Republican senators at last, who spoke, each of them for a couple of minutes, I suppose. It was about all the time they were allowed. And then Orrin Hatch gave several good speeches of a longer duration. But it was much too little, much too late, and the hate bill forces went through to victory by one vote. Now, as I say, the Republican Christian conservative leaders could easily have garnered at least 3 million calls into the Senate at that time. American sure. Family Association almost routinely can call up 2 million votes, or excuse me, calls going into Congress. But we did polls on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the senators, and we found that it was just a tiny trickle. On Tuesday, four senators had not received a single call all day. All day they hadn't received a single call in protest of the hate bill. And then some would say, well, we got about 5 today or 20. As many as 50 calls came in, but that's a tiny, tiny percentage of what the new right could have garnered if they had really wanted to defeat the hate bill. So I'm asserting that there was some kind of a backroom agreement in the religious right, both in the Senate and among the religious leaders, to do something that would increase the luster and reputation of Bush. Obviously, Bush has suffered very greatly in the esteem of the conservatives and Republicans, because he has taken away freedom more than any other president under the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, etc. And this was a chance, I think they thought, a brilliant idea that no one would know the difference, and they could have the hate bill passed and then veto it, and get as a bonus they could get the luster and reputation for the religious right. Obviously, if the hate bill was defeated by the people, there'd be no opportunity for George Bush to come in and be the great savior for freedom. So this seemed to have a very, very negative appeal to people like, well, I guess Dobson or whatever, whoever was involved in this, thought that we shouldn't let the people defeat the hate bill. It should be a President Bush. So, but as far as I'm concerned, this has been a day of infamy for the forces of freedom.
Yeah, it most definitely. And so your thought is that Bush will veto it, come out looking like a hero.
Well,
do you see any likelihood of a possibility he could use this as a bargaining chip?
Well,
to make sure that he gets his additional funding for the war.
Let's put it this way. Let's say plan A among these religious leaders, I believe, and political Republicans in the Senate, was that yes, Bush would veto the bill. But that's beginning to fade, perhaps, in likelihood, because we have to remember that this arms appropriations bill is a full 2 months overdue now.
Right.
It should have been passed back in the first week of August.
Yeah, back in just a minute with Ted Pike here. Final few minutes, we'll come back and pick it up on the other side here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, final few minutes here with the Reverend Ted Pike. His website, truthtellers.org. That is truthtellers.org. And Ted, before the break, I interrupted you there. Go ahead and finish your thought if you'd like.
Yes, I was mentioning that the military arms appropriation bill to which this heat bill is attached is 2 months overdue. It should have been passed in August 1st. And President Bush is under increasing pressure to get that money and the materiel and so on to our forces throughout the world, especially in Iraq. Now, this hate bill the hate bill in the House that was passed, the hate bill in the Senate that was passed, they've got to come together and be negotiated in conference between the House and the Senate fairly soon, but that could take a week or two at least, delaying it even more. And then if the president does veto the final bill, then that comes back in, and he'll demand that it be taken off. That could take even more wrangling to get that off. So it is conceivable that there'll be another month here before the military arms appropriation bill is ready for him to sign with the hate bill taken off. Now, what that does is it raises the very real possibility that George Bush would have a ready-made excuse, a perfect excuse to say, well, I really wanted to take the hate bill down, I wanted to remove it, but there's a national emergency now, we've got to win this war in Iraq and on and supply our military, I have no other choice but to let the hate bill stay on the arms bill. And if that happens, of course, we have entered a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada in America, and the hate crimes law could be enforced immediately. That is, unless he he has some reason why he refuses to enforce it. And I guess he has done that quite a few times with a legislation passed by Congress. But I'm not going to bet on that. But this is a very scary, very high-stakes mistake that the religious leaders have made in letting the hate bill slip through. They very well could see themselves very disappointed in his response. And so what I'm calling people to do is get on your knees and pray to God, because there's really not an awful lot we can do right now. I wish I had a toll-free number I could give you, but I guess the only toll-free number I can give you is the White House itself. And obviously the president has promised a couple times he's going to veto it, but I think we really do need to put pressure on him now to let him know that there's a huge block of people out there who expect him, who demand of him that he honor his promises. In the toll-free number to the White House, there are actually two of them. I believe one is a comment line. It's 1-202-456-1111. Again, that's 202-456-1111. And the other one is 202-456-1414. Again, the president's comment line is 202-456-1414. Now, at my website, truthtellers.org, I do have some pretty powerful articles that people tell me that I've written recently, exposing all of this to the public, calling on these religious leaders to come clean and get their hands and their hearts straightened out, because they have really deceived their constituents, deceived and betrayed the American people. And we have to clean up our act as far as leadership is concerned, because we can't have this kind of duplicity on the part of religious right leaders, especially if we're so fortunate to have the president veto the hate bill. We can't have these kind of leaders leading a movement against the hate bill only 14 months from now, because we're sure to lose.
Oh, well, certainly. And you, at this point, Ted, you'd almost have to set in question the trueness of their calling to allow something like this to go through that would essentially, in many instances, make it almost a neuter most churches and what they believe and what they're able to preach from their pulpits.
Yeah. It's truly, truly frightening. We're coming kind of to the end of the road here. And Senator Kennedy is confident that President Bush will buckle and be forced. And you can bet those senators, those left-wing pro-hate bill senators, are going to dawdle around just as long as they can in conference to put even greater heat on Bush to give in and pass both the hate bill and the arms bill at the same time.
Well, and if it's anything like these budget bills, they've got 12 of them. They've been passed by the House. The Senate has done nothing with them.
Uh-huh.
And we can see exactly the same thing happen. And
A conference will be in control by the Democrats, and I can expect them, since they're against the war, since they're pro-hate bill, I can expect some real procrastination there, driving Bush crazy, and probably, I don't know what's going to happen. But this is a time when I'm kind of at the end of my rope as far as political solutions to them. I've given a lot of political advice, but there is a God in heaven who is watching over us and waiting for us to humble ourselves before Him and fast and pray for His deliverance. He has delivered from the hate bill at least five or six times since 1998, and He can do it again. But we've got to see some real repentance, real humility, and real sincerity, not only out of the leaders, but out of many Americans right now.
Yeah, I'm just shocked. I've been talking to you for about the last year here, on both here on RBN and on my own show previously, and to see it at this point, Ted, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, let's have people come to Truth Tellers, get those articles, disseminate those very widely to the internet and emails and so on. Let's put some pressure on the religious right to come clean on this.
Ted, thanks for your time. Get some rest, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye now. Bye. All right, back in a minute. We'll open up the phones and get into the news here on the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
If you would like to join us on the program, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It is Tuesday night, the 2nd of October, 2007. Glad you're with us for the broadcast. Going to be open lines the rest of the way through. I am still working to put together this the show on micro-broadcasting. I've come up empty so far. I'm waiting on Mike Jones to get back with me so we can get him on here. We're trying to do that. But on Thursday night, I'm going to bring one of my talk show hosts on from the TruthNet Radio Network. His name is Josh Reeves. He's been on the show previously. He's a documentary filmmaker as well and made a movie here recently called 9/11 New World Rising. And he has come across some information on a group of individuals called the Council on National Policy. And this is a group of folks very secretive. Their membership was originally public in 2001. Since is now secret. No press is allowed. They have people from the administration come and speak, and others who speak. Some of the members in this group have been Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and a number of others, including some names from the Patriot community. And so Josh is going to be on with us tonight, and I have a sneaking suspicion that this Council on National Policy has played a role in allowing this this hate crimes bill to be passed. There's something in my mind that tells me that that's the case, and we'll talk with Josh on that on Thursday night. Then on Friday night, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable. That's always a good show where we're going to go through the news and talk about a bunch of things and get the thoughts and opinions from some guys that run news sites. Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. Michael Vail from Thought-Criminal.org is going to join us this time, along with Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com. So we're going to have a good time on Friday night going through the news and just really breaking things down. It's a two-hour show that goes by really fast. It's always a good show, and we take lots of calls and always have a good time. My website is www.MidnightRiderShow.com. That is MidnightRiderShow.com. There is a chat room link there that you can click on and go in there and join like-minded individuals who are chatting. And also, if you go to the RepublicBroadcasting.org's website, there's a chat link there as well. Two chat rooms running concurrently. And no, Manny is not in the chat room tonight. Manny is working hard. Manny is on top of things tonight. He's doing a dandy fine job. And so Manny is minding the store. But both chat rooms are up and running. And up and running. Let's say hello to everybody in the Midnight Rider chat room. We've got Aaron. We've got Boondock. We've got Doug. We've got Mac Daddy. Jeff Gannon is in there. He can no longer get into the press conferences, so he's hanging out in that chat room. Joseph 59, Josh, Chris, Michael, Mike, Porkchop, Sidetracked, and once again, Toss the Kitty. Yes. And then in the Republic Broadcasting chat room, we've got 70RR, Catherine, of course, and she's always in there, and I love to hear Catherine. She's a pistol-packing mama. You got to watch her. There's Fresh, Larson Say Doc, Reality Inc., Suzette, Tech One, the King of a Nation. The King Man is in there. Willem and Wolf Brother are in there. So both chat rooms are up and going, and always a good conversation going in both. And it's always fun to try to keep track of both of them, of where the conversations are going. But I'm enjoying having both of them up, and you can participate in whichever one you like. And by the way, Kimberly, Catherine says hello.
Catherine,
hello. She back at you, Catherine, and she says hello as well. All right. So you know this whole thing with this hate crimes thing. We are in an interesting time here, because just as Ted Pike pointed out, there's a definite possibility that Bush is going to sign this thing, because he's in a position where he's got to keep the funding for this war going. And this is the big appropriations bill, and they're way late on all these budget bills, folks. And plus, he's going to want to come back for another $190 billion to fund the war for another year. So will he just like, okay, well, that's fine, because I mean, and just sign the thing? Because here's the thing. Let's go back to a previous funding bill for the war when they gave him $100 billion earlier this year, and he caved and gave him minimum wage increases. Now, so we have a precedent of this happening. Now, will it happen? Will he keep his word? I don't know. A lot of these religious right leaders seem bent on the fact that he's going to keep his promise and be named the greatest guy, the greatest Christian president since sliced bread. I think this is a no-win scenario. and certainly no win for us. I mean, and look at the fact, you know, Bush has actually gotten more accomplished with this Democratic Congress than he has with sliced bread president. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think he was. and his vice president was peanut butter, and his secretary of state was jelly. You know, we've got a precedent of him signing these type of bills before when his back's against the wall, and he'll allow the Democratic pieces of legislation that they want, these little riders, like the minimum wage increase. And here's another thing, and you've got Ted Kennedy, who's been a buddy of Bush's. Hey, they watched movies together. I think Ted's right about the only thing we can do is pray at this point. And I mean, we're watching this nation. We're watching it die. We're just literally watching it come, and people that we have looked at as leaders and that type of thing are failing us miserably. And it's time, in my opinion, that we cast these people aside and we just do it ourselves. I mean, because the other thing that you look at, too, is these religious right leaders allow this to happen. And what does that make possible? They're able to take this issue back to their people and say, look what's happened. We've got to have a war chest to begin to campaign against this stuff. Send us more money, send us more money, send us more money. But like I said, I have a sneaking suspicion that this group called the Council on National Policy is involved in this. Because like I said, there's a number of people from the religious right. This group was formed by a guy named Tim LaHaye, the guy who did the Left Behind book series. So this is going to be an interesting show Thursday night. You're definitely going to want to tune in and listen, because this is hard-hitting stuff. And he's uncovering more. And he came across this because of an interview that he did last week with Peter Del Scott, and he just kind of offhandedly mentioned it. And Josh began doing some research over the course of a weekend, and has uncovered some stuff that to me is quite scary, because it looks to me, in my mind, that you have the makings of a CFR-type group or a Bilderberg-type group, that their ultimate aim in a police state that's being created here, that police state would be wrapped around a theocracy. Well, that's very, very possible. And these people would wield an enormous amount of power. An enormous amount of power. So we'll have Josh on Thursday night to talk about this. But yeah, if you didn't get the White House numbers, I think it's time we start melting that switchboard down if we can. 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. Or 202-456-1414, 202-456-1414. Or, of course, you can go by Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org and get all the information. Love to hear your thoughts on this. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's get into a little positive news here as we go along, but feel free to call at any time if you want to talk about this or anything, actually. The thing just has me bugged. You know, when I found out that this had passed in the Senate the other day, I thought, there's just something really strange about this whole thing. But we knew this thing was coming. I mean, by itself, this bill had been, you know, shot out, had its legs shot out from under it over and over and over. And on a couple of other instances, they had tried to attach these this bill as an amendment or a rider to other bills, and had been soundly defeated. This is not the case. The vote was tight, and they had just enough votes to get what they needed. So, but I think our days of looking at it as anybody as a leader, I think that it's over. I think these people that trot out and talk about themselves as being the leader or trying to command some type of power and authority over people in, you know, to sway opinion and the like, I think that those days need to be over, and we need to just discard them. Stop funding their organizations and just, you know, cast them by the wayside. You know, this stuff angers me. Why are we here? You know, we're Americans, folks. We're supposed to stand up and fight when things are wrong. You know, we, folks, it's rant time. I'm sorry. You know, we have legislation like this that comes in. And it passes. We have fought it, and we fought it, and we fought it. And then we have, well, we think he's the greatest thing in the world. George W. Bush is such a wonderful man. He's going to veto it. And maybe he will. But when are we going to learn? When are we going to learn, folks, that we stop relying on government? That's where it's part of the reason we're in the mess that we're in today, because we expect government to do absolutely everything for us. We want it for health care. We want them to keep sending the money back to improve education, but yet our kids become more and more dumb. You get people like Little Miss South, Junior Miss South Carolina, that's talking about people, why they can't find Iraq on a map, and she thinks it's because nobody has a map. Kids can't give you directions. They can tell you how to warp to level 10. They know all about that, man. I mean, they can whip it on out for you. Trying to get one of them to go outside for a while. Oh, she's speaking, yes.
Well, I was just going to say, what we have started doing here, this is the first week, but we're doing 4 days a week, no electronics in the house. And the kids said to me today, well, what are we going to do? Well, you're going to go play. You're going to read. You're going to do what we used to do. And our 11-year-old says, oh, in the old ages?
In the old ages.
Well, baby, I'm only 40, but okay. I'm 41, but okay.
Hey, on a sunny summer day or on the weekend, it was out the door and Mom clicked the lock. See you later.
You know, we used to ride our bikes forever, and even girls built ramps and jumped them.
Yeah,
you know, and then when you and I took our kids out to the woods this summer, they didn't know what to do.
They just stood there, and it was finally the five-year-old.
The five-year-old
that was standing around and finally realized,
was killing the Germans.
Yeah, and finally realized, wait a minute, there's stuff to do out here.
And he grabs a stick, and he comes running up the ramp of the little house we had stayed at and said, Mom, quick, duck. The Germans are coming. I got him. I got an MP40. I'm just looking at him. But, you know, it was his imagination that actually started it all, didn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we take him to this creek. That's, I mean, it's crystal clear, and the water's running, and it's a perfect place. What you want to do is you want to just sit and soak in this creek all day long. Our kids sit like a bunch of other kids, just stared at it like a calf looking at a brand new gate. And you're going, what?
And the water was only, what, maybe 12, 13 inches deep where I was,
yeah.
And they would not get in till I put their life vest on every one of them.
Yeah, and then there were other kids in the creek too with life vests, and the only people who actually seemed to be enjoying themselves were the adults.
I know.
And we're all in the water, like going, "Yeah, this is great."
But they're just shell shocked that you and I are taking away their Xboxes, TVs,
yeah,
and DVDs for 4 days.
Oh, I mean, it was like they were quivering with the DTs when we were down there at this cabin with no internet, no phone, and no Xbox or any, you know, or a consistent run of TV for them. It was like, you know, I thought we were going to have to feed them candy bars and orange juice like a heroin addict or something.
Well, and the 11-year-old says, well, I just don't understand what you guys used to do in the old times. I said, well, you know, we used to play outside. We used to know kids in the neighborhood. We used to play. You know, well, I can't believe Nana would let you go in the woods,
yeah,
with just a sandwich and some chips and a drink for the whole day.
Exactly.
I said, Jonah, we lived on 5 acres. Nana knew where to find me.
Exactly. Well, we didn't. We always lived in town, and as long as I was back by dinner, it's all right, because we knew everybody. And so I just went where I wanted to go.
Well, I know, and so did I, but, you know, there's got to be a better way. And you and I are actually thinking about purchasing a little bit of land out somewhere and putting, I want to put a teepee, but that's a big contention of debate within our house. But, you know, just something to get them out so they'll learn. I mean, I remember sitting on the porch, and you and I are only 41, and my grandpa would used to whittle, you know, make things. My pop-up hat, and I started carving on soap. He started me on bars of ivory.
Right.
And the little knife he gave me was so dull, it couldn't have cut nothing. But by golly, I would sit for hours and try to make different things with that bar of soap. And then when I got older, he did me to twigs. But our kids just can't even fathom.
No, can't fathom at all. We're going to grab a break and come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. Get ready. We're going to get it on tonight. 800-313-9443 is the number. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I know for sure.
You know, what's happened to us? What's wrong with us? What happened to America? Why did we stop watching? Why did we stop paying attention? Why are we just sitting, you know, people sitting around on their butts all day long? Just feeding the beast, accepting all of this as fine. I mean, we're talking about the eradication of free speech in this country. And I'll guarantee you that other than a handful of people listening to Patriot Radio, that nobody else knows about it. Hate crime? Huh, yeah, I hate crime. Don't you hate crime? Huh? And that's the response. That's the response that you will get. I was engaged in conversation tonight with a guy that thought that his guy was the absolute best guy in the world. Even the guy is, even though the guy's an out-and-out globalist, is selling his country down the river, and the guy thinks he's great. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And you're going, I finally said that and said, look, I see, dude, you're living in an illusion. I wish you the best of luck. That's it. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program you're on.
Hey, big guy.
What's up?
Kimberly's insights about children and what you were talking about earlier was just dead on. It's just so obvious that kids are just so sort of out of it now. I don't know what's gone on in those detention centers they call schools.
Well, you know, my son shot a pellet gun today for the first time. I went to a buddy's house. And mom had a fit, of course, and he shot a pellet gun for the first time. The boy whose house he was at shooting the pellet gun said, let me show you how to load it. My son looked at him and said, I don't need any help. I know all about guns. I learned about it on video games. Now, I'm seriously reconsidering any video game that he has that has a gun in it. Matter of fact, I'm reconsidering video games as a whole. Period.
And that's why mom had a fit.
I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You think that you know everything about this because you played it with a joystick? I told Kimberly, I said, I think I'm going to get him out in the woods with a shotgun and let a shotgun put him on his butt and say, now what do you know about guns?
Exactly. Did you guys grow up with a lot of TV, or were you encouraged to read?
In my house, we just kind of did what we wanted. I used to read a lot in the summer.
Okay.
You know, every book that my mom and dad had in the house, as long as it wasn't that, you know, frilly crap, I'd read it.
Yeah.
And I would pour through it, and yeah. I mean, I would buy books,
yeah,
that kind of stuff, and then I was outside, we were running around, you know, we were always looking for something to do. I mean, as kids, we even did stupid stuff. I remember walking across a pipeline, 30 feet above a dried up old creek bed.
Oh,
we walked across it every day like it was nothing. And I mean, it's a wonder we didn't get killed, because we really did some stupid stuff. But we were kids and we were having fun, and we came home smelling and stinking and nearly had to be taken to the car wash to be hosed off at night.
You know, it's you look at the quality of your life back then, and Stephen King used to write about that. That was sort of one of his signature sort of things that, you know, he talked about childhood and going out in the forest and playing and things like that, and was always centered around that sort of thing. And I look fondly back on those memories, and I look to today, and I don't see that. And I think it's because a lot of kids are fear-based, or parents are fear-based, that if they send their children to a park.
Look at all the kids wearing their little helmet now as they ride their bike. I mean, my gosh. I mean, we would stick 55-gallon barrels on top of each other, and we'd jump them without helmets, half the time riding bikes without shoes.
I think Toss the Kitty would probably call it the nanny state.
That's exactly what they'll probably call it. All right, back in a minute after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
It's true.